This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Still looking for a nickname for Victor Wembanyama. I had this one sent in by Matt, who emailed. He's been anointed as the best prospect since LeBron, so what about Crown Vic? Victor Wembanyama, a little Crown Vic, a little callback to... Is that a car out of the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, Crown Victoria.
All right. Not a bad car.
Yeah, we're still workshopping this. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Did mention that 48 years ago, Jaws came out. And I remember there were kids who didn't want to go into a swimming pool, let alone go into the ocean.
I was one of them, and so was Paulie.
Yeah? Well, you were young, though.
We saw that movie in a theater with parental approval. At age five. I'm not exaggerating. I did the math.
Wow.
Fritz and I were both 5 years old.
Yeah.
I did not want to go in a swimming pool. Ooh. Knowing full well the likelihood of a shark being in a swimming pool is low.
It doesn't matter. Above ground swimming pools. In our neighborhood, in Fritz's neighborhood, there was above ground swimming pools, not in ground. So you're looking and you could see the line around the bottom. Still not going.
Didn't matter.
No.
It could still be there.
Yep.
Somehow you would somehow get in there, come up through a crack or something.
Like through the drain at the bottom.
Yeah. Yes, of course. 48 years ago. Did anybody come up with another soundtrack that's as impactful as the Jaws soundtrack? Yes, Paul.
I don't know as impactful because it, you know, the what it did, you got to hide the shark for an hour, which it was really important in the movie. I would say the soundtrack for Indiana Jones is really memorable. Dun, 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 because every time you hear that music, he's knocking out someone. I just like that one.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure they're all John Williams, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He did Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jaws. Mm. What was that? Space, 2001 Space Odyssey or something.
Yeah. Spaceballs?
I think he did that,
He did
too.
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs he did, yeah.
Yes, Todd.
I took comfort when I heard, da, 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 da. My Superman's coming to save the day. Halloween also had very creepy music, but I'd still take Jaws over Halloween.
Ooh, Halloween was, that's a real
good
one,
Yeah, that's
actually.
A good call.
That was...
Good call.
Scary as all get out.
But the brilliance, whether it was intended or not, with Jaws is you didn't see the shark for a long time. But all you knew was it was there. And the way that Spielberg cut it and gave that mystery, so you kept building it up in your head like, oh, my God.
You would get just glimpses.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, whoa, that thing looks big.
Yes. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Fritzy has the dialogue down for Jaws.
I love looking at some of the quotes. I see, like, Richard Travis, well, this is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't any coral reef, and it certainly wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark. I'll catch a fish for you. $10,000 by myself.
So just so people understand, during the commercial breaks, Fritzy's walking around the halls, doing that to no one in particular.
Think about a shark. It's got cold, dark eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes.
I want to go tired and I want to go.
It's about just before it bites its eyes, roll back in its head.
That's a great impersonation. I love it.
God. Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open champ, will join us coming up. Victor Wambayama is here in the United States, ready for the draft coming up on Thursday night. There were people at the airport, and Victor Wambayama is like, how did you know what my flight was? Like, I don't know, but people were waiting to get him to sign autographs there as he arrived in New York. Dave in Wisconsin. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good.
Thanks a lot, Fritzy. You stole my thunder. I was going to talk about the Jaws stuff, and Dan, you too. You blew it. I was going to talk about this documentary where Spielberg's pitching the movie to the executives, and they're like, hold on a second. So we're making a movie about a shark, but we're not going to see the shark for an hour. And he's like, yeah, that's the whole point. But anyhow, I saw Jaws and Star Wars at a drive-in with my parents. Talk about a double feature. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I saw one of the two. But yeah, Jaws stayed with you a little bit there. And I wasn't going into the water anyway, the ocean. Like, I love looking at the water. I don't need to be in the water. Yes, Mark.
When's the last drive-in movie you've been to?
Well, drive-ins, didn't they come back?
There's a few left, you know, different places in the country.
I remember my wife saying we should go to the drive-in and bring the kids. And it was, you know, the kids weren't, it was all foreign to them. They're like, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, we got a speaker here. We can walk up to the concession stand. We can sit out on the car, the whole thing. Drive-in was a big deal, especially if you were going out on a date. That came in handy.
Never been.
Never been to a drive-in?
Nope.
Anybody else? Anybody been to a drive-in?
Recently? I went to one 2 years ago in Rhode Island.
Yeah, Fritzy?
I wasn't at a drive-in, but as far as what you can do at the drive-in, you could also possibly do in the very last
row
of a movie.
No, that's not what
it's
I brought
quite
up.
Quite the same.
That's not what I brought up.
That's when that usher
can
comes
you,
with the flashlight.
Can
that's
you stay? Can you stay on topic? All right, stay on topic. Yeah.
What are you guys doing back there?
Yeah. Marv, do you been to a drive-in?
Yeah, but not like Fritzy. Yeah, as a kid, I went to go see Dirty Dancing.
That's your Jaws. Like, okay. You freak out when you see people dancing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Marvin had the time of his life.
I say all that, but.
Yeah.
And
I am the time of my life. Hey, baby. Just remember.
John in Miami. Hey, what's up, John?
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Great, great, John.
All right. I had a quick thought about Ja Morant. There was no fine levy that I heard about, so I was wondering if they did fine him, if the league could put in a stipulation where that money would have to go to, like, a foundation, like a Ja Morant families affected by gun violence. And since he's got a bunch of free time on his hands at the beginning of the season, they could have him kind of head that up. It's almost like a scared straight program.
Yeah, I don't know if they can dictate where your check goes to. I didn't hear any of those possibilities. And maybe you can. I don't know that. But he's going to lose, you know, 25 games. He's going to lose over $300,000 per game. I don't know where that money goes to, what it goes for, but he's being fined. It's just called a suspension. Is Wyndham Clark set to join us there?
Sure is.
Yeah, champ is there, the U.S. Open champ in New York City, and looks like he's got some hardware next to him, and he joins us on the program. First of all, Wyndham, congratulations on the win. How has your life changed, let's say, in the last 36 hours?
I don't think it's really sunk in, but I'm in New York City right now, and not at a tournament or a range practicing, so I'd say that changes a little bit.
And you bring the trophy wherever you go. You take it with you now?
Pretty much. Bed, shower, you know, morning shows, everything.
The difference between being the hunted as opposed to a hunter, you know, the back nine where now they're coming after you, what was that feeling like? Had to be different because you haven't been in that situation, but what's the game plan?
Yeah. You know, I was in that situation a little bit at the Wells Fargo Championship, which is about 5 weeks ago, where I got my first PGA Tour win. So as far as that, I felt a little comfortable doing that. Definitely makes it a little easier than trying to go make birdies on a back nine at a U.S. Open. But it's also tough, too. I mean, I lost my focus a little bit on the 15th hole, short par three, where I took a three-shot lead. And I kind of just zoned out and didn't really have a clear target. And I hit a terrible first shot. And so the hardest thing is really keeping your focus and trying to stay in the moment versus thinking about, man, I have a three-shot lead. All I have to do is just par in, or, you know, and we got this. So, but I would choose being the hunted versus the hunter anytime.
Also, your caddy, a few times it felt like he was saying, be an athlete. What does that mean?
You know, he's really just referring to, like, don't think about, you know, don't get mechanical. Don't think about anything other than just what your athletic instincts tell you to do. And if you feel this shot, or, you know, you think it should be, you know, whatever play that just first comes to your mind and you feel like you can pull it off, do that. And, you know, I played other sports and I feel like I play golf athletically versus just super technical and whatnot. And so he just was giving me a reminder to do what is natural to me.
Okay. You went to same high school with Christian McCaffrey. You said you're an athlete. So how would you compare your athleticism to Christian's?
I think other than football, I think I got him beat. Okay. I would beat him in a lot of things. I mean, obviously he can probably run, jump faster than me. And, you know, he's stronger than me, all those things. But, you know, when it came to other sports, I feel like I got him. Basketball, we were a great competition. He was a point guard. I was a point guard. So I feel like I had a little better shot and handles. He just was a lot more physical and faster.
It's a good thing and a bad thing, it feels like, when your family's there. You don't want to disappoint them. But, you know, I could see it was almost like relief when you saw your sister and your brother. I mean, are you hearing them as you're playing?
Yeah, I mean, out there, everyone wanted everyone. They wanted Ricky Fowler. They wanted Rory. Not many people were cheering my name. But when I did hear it, it was my friends and family. And so that was really nice. And when I had my first win just a few weeks ago, there was no one there. It was just my caddy and myself. And so this time having, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40 friends and family, it made it feel so much more special, and the celebration was a lot more fun as well.
I'm a 9 handicap. What would I shoot on LACC, which I have played a couple of times, but the way, what do you think I'd shoot?
Like during the tournament?
Yeah.
Exactly those conditions?
Yeah.
A 9, I'd say you'd be in the, you know, right around 110.
110, okay.
Yeah, no offense, but I just, the distance alone, I don't know how far you hit it, but you would have 3-wood into at least 6 or 7 holes, 8 holes. And, you know, if you hit in the rough, you're hacking it out. I think it's very tough.
Yeah, but on 15, I would have hit it better than you did on Sunday.
I actually don't disagree with you. I was the only person in the field to vote.
I know. You know what? The shot of the tournament for me was your chip on, what was that, 17? I thought that was spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it looked on TV. It was, to me, somewhat of a pretty basic chip. But I think under the circumstances, yeah, you know, leaving it to a tap-in after just bogeying 2 holes, was huge, because obviously, you know, you hit that to 4, 5, 6 feet and you're thinking about, man, I just bogeyed the last 2 holes, whatever. And the fact that I could just walk up and tap it in, I think was huge. And then, you know, made that walk from 17 to 18 a lot easier.
Do you get recognized in New York?
I mean, a little bit thus far. I mean, people have, you know, said congrats, champ, and whatnot. So, I mean, we're just starting our day. So we'll see how the rest of the day goes.
Well, your mom called you winner all the time, so maybe it should be winner. And we got to change the, you know, the spelling. Let's drop the Y and put the I in there, Wyndham.
Yeah, I mean, I used to actually be embarrassed when my mom called me winner, because she'd always scream it. Not many people call me winner, only like my sister, cousins. I think my mom knew something that maybe we didn't a long time ago, so it's pretty cool.
What did you say from the round besides the trophy?
What did I save?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of, I'm not one to have keepsakes, but, you know, winning my first major, I'll take any of them, all of them. There's, you know, we took, actually one of my good friends, he took the 18th flag, the whole pole. He just went in. I don't even think he asked. He just went and took it. So I was like, all right.
Hey, congratulations. Have fun and take a few victory laps there. Well done.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open champ. He pretty smooth there. Had a couple of stories. Christian McCaffrey went to high school with him. Yeah, I heard his caddy say a couple of times, be an athlete or be the athlete. And to get him out of that mindset of being a golfer, but attack. And I thought that he came up with big shots when he needed to. And that's what you have to do in a major. It's survival. But when I said you haven't been in that position before, he had won, you know, the Wells Fargo a couple of weeks prior. But I'm talking about in a major. It's different because everybody, it felt like everybody was rooting for either Rory or Ricky. And then you have like seven people there who are rooting for you. So it's easy to hear those people because they're the ones rooting when you do something well. Yes, Eaton.
It makes sense, too, to want to be the hunted rather than the hunter, especially in golf, where everything is in your control.
Yeah, but sometimes you got guys who like to sneak up. Instead of everybody's coming after me, it's he can't keep an eye on everybody on this course.
Well, if you can deal with the pressure of being in first, it's a great place to be in.
Yeah. But I don't even know how you try to do something that would be a reasonable facsimile of the pressure you would be facing in something like that, where you're facing the course. You have to beat the course. But then you have these other guys, and you got Rory, and you got Ricky, and you got a crowd that is behind them because that's the better story. They don't know Wyndham Clark. But, you know, you want these guys to win a major, not somebody else won it because you lost it. Yeah, Pauline.
I think it'd be fascinating to see the caddy and the golfer up a couple strokes, a few holes left. Do we play like prevent defense? Like all we need is a par on this hole. Or do you say, hey, let's go for it like we'd play this hole to score? I'm sure there's different strategies for golfers, like prevent defense, just get a par or play as you've been playing.
Yeah, but we always find that with the NFL when you play a prevent defense, you prevent yourself from winning. I think that they were aggressive the entire time, and you know, it certainly paid off. But that 15th, the par 3 that's like 80 yards, when you're on the tee, that thing looks like it's about 5 yards wide. It's just this sliver. And even though it's 80 yards, 85 yards, and you're thinking, oh, I get the wedge up there, sand wedge, this is easy. And then you realize, I got a little small window here to land that on. All right, we'll take a break. We got phone calls coming up, and we'll hear from Nick Saban. I think Nick is sending out a mixed message here about name, image, and likeness and players and what they owe their schools and honoring contracts. And we'll bring that back or bring that to you coming up when we come back. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You've heard me talking about Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds. And he started GetRefunds.com. And that helps small businesses with tax refunds. It's called an ERC tax refund. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses. And these are businesses just like yours, construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels. And if you're a small business owner, maybe you've been told by your CPA that they wouldn't qualify because the business didn't lose money during the pandemic. And if it's happened to you, it may be worth getting a second opinion from Innovation Refunds. You go to the website GetRefunds.com to start the process, and you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. You have nothing to lose. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. This season, the best players on the LPGA Tour there in Baltusrol. That's Baltusrol, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, June 22nd through the 25th, Golf Channel and Peacock. What a great old facility, Baltusrol in, it's like Summit, New Jersey.
Oh.
Beautiful. Got 36 holes there. Old school clubhouse. It's a great golf course. Yes, Paul.
Are there any golf courses in America that are like the links courses of St. Andrews, where they're wide open and less trees?
They have link style courses. There's one I played in Chicago, south side of Chicago, that was a link style. I think there's a course by the Whitestone Bridge, Donald Trump course.
Yeah, we've driven by that.
Yeah, you see it off the left. That feels like a link style. I think there are probably a few more than you think, link-style golf courses. All right, Nick Saban was on Joel Klatt's show, his podcast, I believe. And here is Joel Klatt asking the question to the Alabama head coach on college football playoffs.
Would you like to see more parity, and do you think that that's coming with the expanded playoff?
Well, I think all leagues want to create parity. But the problem with the way the whole system is, there's no accounting for that. All we do is take the teams that win the most games at the end of the year and put them in the playoffs. But do you really get the best teams?
When they
told me that we would be favored against three out of the four teams that got in the playoffs, I'm like, well, why aren't we in the playoffs?
Sure.
But if you're going to have parity, you have to have a better way of figuring out who has the best teams. Not just because you lose two games on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another question from Joel Klatt to Nick Saban.
If you were to start to address some of the issues in college football, where would you start?
Well, I think you have to create a balance between how much do you take and how much do you give.
Okay.
You know, we're giving people scholarships. We're creating name, image, and likeness opportunities. But what is their commitment? I mean, there's no place in the world where you don't have a contract. If you're going to receive benefits, you have a contract and an obligation to do a certain job. So when you can opt out, transfer, do whatever you want, whenever you want, I'm not sure the balance is quite right.
All right. Nick Saban is stuck in a different generation, a different era, because these coaches used to be able to control everything. They would promise you a job. Hey, if you came here, you're going to be my starter. And then all of a sudden, you could lose your scholarship. He doesn't bring that up, that coaches do that all the time. They run players off. As far as the money that you're getting and signing a contract, first of all, I can't put this on the kids, that the kids have to be the grown-ups in the room to say, you know what, this is what you guys should be doing here. This should have been thought out by grown-ups. Hey, name, image, and likeness. How about we make them sign a contract year to year? If you leave, you know, you're only getting paid for that year that you come here. If you stay for the 4 years, you're getting this. It's 3 years, you're getting this. 2 years, you're getting this. Like, if you want to have a contract, then have contracts here. Why is it none of these brilliant people, professors, presidents, chancellors, they didn't know how to kind of head this off? I'm amazed. But coaches want to be in control of everything. And Nick Saban's not in control. None of these coaches are. This isn't the 80s or the 90s where you're in control of everything here. And because now all of a sudden players, agents have found loopholes here, that's driving some of these coaches crazy. Well, everything was tilted, slanted towards you for so long that now all of a sudden the players are getting something and you're like, well, wait a minute here. That's not right. And there wasn't parity in college football. When's there been parity in college football? There hasn't been. Alabama's winning titles. I mean, there's been less parity in the last 10 years. Maybe there's going to be parity now with, you know, the talent spread around. But who's, you know, you want to sign a contract. Is this with the collective that you're signing the contract with? Because Nick Saban's not supposed to be involved in this. He's not handing out the money. At least he's not supposed to. I mean, I still go back to Jimbo Fisher. I'd love for Jimbo Fisher to, you know, tell us exactly what he was talking about when he's talking about Nick Saban. Because it feels like there are coaches who have been able to benefit from the system for a long period of time. Now, all of a sudden, you're not benefiting the way you once did, and you don't have as much control, and now there's a problem with college athletics. There was a problem with college athletics for a long, long time. It's just now you get paid above board. Back then, people were getting paid. You just didn't know. It wasn't made public unless they were driving their Trans Am down Main Street. Yeah, see.
He, in that first soundbite, Nick Saban is complaining about, oh, well, we don't get to get into the playoffs just because we lost a couple of games? Yes, winning and losing is one of the most basic foundations of sports.
Yeah.
Yes, you didn't, well, what, just because we lost a couple games at the last second touchdown? Yes, that's exactly one of the most basic principles of sport, winning and losing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be win and you survive, win and you're in, and they lost games. We can't go, boy, you got a lot of talent, and you would beat these other teams.
So we'll just put you in instead, even though you lost.
Yeah. Yeah, Pulling.
But I know what he's saying. He's taking the Vegas route, where an 11-1 Alabama team versus a 12-0 TCU or Fresno State or whatever it may be. He's saying Vegas would give Alabama a big spread. They'd be favored. So the best team should be there, not the best record. He's making the case of, that would be more likely to help
Alabama.
Then
get rid of all these conferences, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of SEC, get rid of, you know, Big 12, Pac 12, Big 10, all of that. Just put everybody in the hopper and make it like the NFL.
The one thing I do agree with Nick Saban a little bit on the thing with transferring, and I don't know if it's good for the sport and for the fans. For the players, it's great. You have complete control of your career. You can transfer. You don't have to sit out. You can take the best deals. Yeah, it's never been a better time to be a player in college sports. I don't know if it's better for the fan at home that there's very few repeating storylines. Players stay, develop, and you know, you have to learn a new roster in college basketball every year. College football is becoming that.
Quarterbacks, yeah, but at least you have to stay 3 years in college football.
It's much better.
Basketball, you're gone in 6 months. And how many of these guys go, you know what, I'm going to transfer now? Most of these guys get to certain schools and they're not transferring. How many guys are transferring from Alabama?
I would say a lot of the second stringers, the guys we don't know.
Yeah, but that's just it. We don't know them.
Yeah.
The starters are not transferring from Alabama. Georgia Tech had Jahmyr Gibbs, who was one of the top rushers. He transferred to Alabama. I didn't hear anybody go, boy, that's a shame for Georgia Tech. They're like, damn, did you see who Alabama got? I mean, the good teams are going to continue to be good and dominant. But, you know, when you're sitting there going, you know, they want parity and, now we're spreading the wealth around, literally spreading the wealth around. You want to have a contract, a year-to-year contract? Well, your scholarship is year-to-year. It's not just you come in and you there you go, you got a scholarship. It's year-to-year. I ran into a family in San Antonio, and they came up to me at a restaurant, and they said, we don't know if you can do anything about this, but our son was at a Big Ten school, and new coach came in and said, you know, your scholarship's done. And he went, you know, like, he didn't do anything wrong, but the coach didn't want him there and ran off a few of these other kids who were on scholarship. They had no recourse. They're just, that's it. They're gone. And I said, I can't help you with that. And I couldn't. But that happens. I mean, it's a dirty business. Let's not kid anybody. When we were growing up, we were naive. And, you know, I never knew that UCLA was getting all these great basketball players. And it may have had to do with, a sugar daddy they had. I didn't know. I'm just watching basketball. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I get old enough where I'm meeting people. You know, a friend of mine came back from, college with a Mercedes two-seater convertible. And I went, damn, how'd you get that? Told me. Like, these things happen. Now, there's more money at stake. It's just people who have been in control for this amount of time don't like that. They have all, you know, coaches are control freaks. And they're not in control as much as they used to be. Yeah. Marvin?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy because imagine if you're a running back at Ball State and you rush for 1,500 yards. If you're Ball State's head coach, you're like, guess we won't have him next year.
And then he transferred to UCLA. That happened. Yeah. Ball State's running back transferred to UCLA. So, you know, it happens. And nobody goes, you know, that's not fair to Ball State. They're like, damn, you know, how about, you know, Coach Kelly got a great running back here. Yeah, Paul.
How about we create some new rules then to make this better? So the Ball State running back who has 1,500 yards, if he decides to go to UCLA, they have to give back a player of equal value. We'll send you this linebacker who's just not working out for us, but at Ball State, he would crush it.
But how about this? You know, we fall in love with the Deion Sanders story, Colorado. Man, he's going to change things and he's bringing his own player. What about all the players who were there who wanted to go to see you, and then all of a sudden it's like, you guys, you're free to go. What do you mean, coach? I mean, you're free to go someplace else. Nobody talks about that. It's like, man, Deion's turning around that team. And I'm like, yeah, what about all those players? They thought, you uproot your life. Yeah, those are things Coach Saban's not bringing up. It's about these damn kids are getting money in this transfer portal. Yes. Do I like it? No. I mean, I would love to see, you know, kids stay, be able to play, familiarity, all those things. But that's selfish on my part. It's just a fan. I mean, it's a business. And these kids are treating it as a business. And that bothers coaches. Yes, Mark?
Yeah, guys like Khalil Mack, they don't exist. He wouldn't be at Buffalo
long. No, he'd be one and he'd be in the portal. It might be after one game.
Right.
Halftime.
Wait, is that a guy from the Buffalo Bills playing for the University of Buffalo? He's on the wrong team. No, he's a sophomore there at Buffalo.
Oh, that is wild. I thought he got into some trouble at a bigger school. Like, how'd he end up at Buffalo?
There's a reason why you ended up there, right? Yeah, nobody wanted me. Yeah, Paul.
We used to watch those games on like a Tuesday night, those Mac games with Khalil Mack. And it looked like a Jefferson in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, just running around, knocking everyone senseless.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. And you know, you look at what they're paying for offensive skill positions, right? Yeah, quarterbacks are slotted to make, wide receivers slotted to make, defensive linemen slotted to make. I mean, that's what's happening. Yeah, Paul.
Oh, this just in from Brett McMurphy. Oklahoma State will receive a $120 million gift, the athletic department, from the T. Boone's Pickens Foundation.
Mm, okay.
Good old T. Boone. From the grave, $63 million for student scholarships, $25 million to the Performance and Innovation Complex, and a lot to the athletic department.
Okay. I said years ago that if you had a billionaire who just said, here's $50 million. Why don't you have some fun with that? See who we can bring in here. Like, why wouldn't you? Right?
We always said Warren Buffett and Nebraska. If he want, he can make two phone calls.
Could he even help Nebraska?
He could.
Okay.
He's got the B, not the million.
Chad in Austin. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, first time, long time, calling with a Victor Wembanyama nickname.
Oh, okay.
Can't believe you guys didn't think of this, being the biggest fans of this show that I know of. Johnny Drama. Victory!
Little entourage there. That's at the end of Entourage, isn't it? Johnny Drama says that when he's on stage.
Oh, he did it in the movie at the very
yeah,
end.
Yeah, very end. Yeah. John in California. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great, John.
Good. Okay. So if we can get Victor to put on maybe 3 to 5 pounds of muscle, do a drop step, two-handed dunk on maybe his fellow countryman, Rudy Gobert, can we call him the Big Eiffel?
Big Eiffel? Okay. Well, we have the Stifle Tower with Rudy Gobert. Ralph in Vermont. Hi, Ralph. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Ralph.
Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening for years. I get to watch now and then. But I've got a great group of sports friends, and we all watch football in my buddy's garage every winter, and it reminds me so much of your show. Everybody, it's a lot of banter. You don't come in there with thick skin, you know, or without thick skin. And I truly appreciate your show. It's a great show. And if you've got a second, I've got a quick drive-in story for you.
Well, sure, Ralph.
Okay. Well, around here when I was a kid, there was a drive-in not too far away, and it was great, you know. So I'm taking this girlfriend out, where it's like our first actual date, really. And I go to her parents' house to pick her up, and her uncle is there. And I've never met him before, but he says, "Where are you guys going?" "Well, we're going to the drive-in to see whatever, you know." And I hope I can say this, but he says, "Oh, you're going to the Finger Bowl."
Well, like, I don't. I think we probably. I should have probably trouble shot that one.
He seems so nice and docile.
Yeah, yeah. You know that just Ralph being Ralph. Okay. How about we take a break and we'll close up shop. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. If we're back after this. If you're shopping for tires, shop no further than TireRack.com. That's the first place, last place. You don't need anything in between. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And if you're not sure how to begin, try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That's a personalized tire recommendation. You're going to get that in about 2 minutes. So the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They've got everything that you need. They also have free road hazard protection. Just the start. Free shipping in there as well. Full lineup of the best tires like Firestone, ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. They also have mobile tire installation. That's available in a lot of areas. And what that means is they have the tires, they bring them to you, they install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and you'll see the Firestone test results, special offers. You start by going to TireRack.com/Dan. And always remember, with TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What a day. Still looking for nicknames for Victor Wembanyama. Josh from Iowa suggested the Dalai Yama. Dalai Yama. This is from Lance. Victor Kumbayama. Okay. Let's see. Final results of the poll question there, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Dan, we had a couple of them up there. I thought the most interesting one was, where's Draymond Green's best fit next season? Right now, 37% of the audience have the Mavericks and 35% say the Lakers.
Yeah, I would think without putting Golden State in there, which is where I think he's going to end up, Dallas would make a lot of sense. Also, there's a report out that the Miami Heat and the Portland Trailblazers are talking. They're not talking about the player you would think they would be talking about. It would be Bam Adebayo going to Portland and probably in exchange for the third pick overall and maybe some other things thrown in there. That's a report now. And it doesn't have anything to do with Dame Lillard going to Miami. Yes, Paulie.
We were shocked to find out over here that Bam Adebayo is only 25 years old. He's like been in the league a while.
All of these kids, they feel, you know, they came in at 18 or 19. You're around for 5 years and you're 24 years of age. You know, it's pretty amazing what they're able to accomplish, but also you have to always factor in they are young. But you get to a certain window, and it feels like you get in your fifth or sixth year. Now kind of the cuteness goes away, like, oh, that's a great story, or wow, that guy is really becoming great. Then you get into the when are you going to win a title? You know, Luka's going to run into that now, and he should, because he came in and it was like, man, this guy's ready to go. He's an MVP candidate, and then had some success in the playoffs. But then you get to that point where we want the next chapter to the story. Jason Tatum, man, great player. Now you got to win a title. Joel Embiid, great. Hey, MVP, let's see what you do in the postseason. We should be putting the same pressure on Joel Embiid next year that we put on the Joker. Hey, two-time MVP, when are you going to win? When are you going to be succeeding in the playoffs? Well, he did. Giannis, we did that with him. Hey, it's a nice story, but okay. MVP, all right, when are you going to win a title? And then you win a title. Yes, Marv.
How stressful is it being a player and you just find your name on a trading block? You're sitting here going, man, I just paid for this house. I just built this house.
Well, Chris Paul finds out from his son he's been traded to the Washington Wizards. Wouldn't you think they would give you just a little more of a heads up than that? I mean, he's on an airplane, and he finds out that he's been traded to the Wizards. Yeah, Marv.
He's ready to do a little Clay Davis when he answers Michael Trahan's question. Should I play it?
Sure.
I see this potential blockbuster deal between you and Bradley Beal that may take you from Phoenix to Washington. I was surprised. What are your first thoughts on that?
I was surprised, too.
Yeah. She. Yeah, Paul.
I love the morning TV. You're going to the Wizards, that's all. The guy's going to be crying his eyes out. He's got to be a Wizard.
I know.
I was in Phoenix.
When you're doing those morning shows, and I did Morning America, this is years ago, I did 3 days. And, you know, you got to be just chipper and upbeat. And, hey, and Spencer Christian's here with the weather. Hey, Spencer, is it going to be a warm one today? You know.
And then you got to do serious voice when it's something serious. And then a boat crash in Malaysia. And then you got to bring it down.
Well, I had to do a story where a guy took bone marrow from a baboon. And they inserted it in this guy. And so you go from something goofy to, joining us now is Jimmy Lipper, who had bone marrow transplant from a baboon. And he joins us now. Jimmy, how are you feeling?
Coming up, summer's hottest styles. We're going to bring
for under $29.99.
Is 50 sunblock enough? Dr. Jim says no. We should do that here.
We should not. Da-da-da-da-da. No.
$15 luggage? What?
Yeah. But you had to do, I had that segment, and then we went into your favorite book growing up. And, you know, I think Spencer Christian goes, the Bible. Like, everybody was giving these serious ones, and I go, green eggs and ham. Like, that was really important when I was growing. Like, what age are we talking about? They're giving serious, you know, whatever it might be, the book was, Wuthering Heights, or, you know, and I'm going, green eggs and ham.
Ed Sheeran joins us in the plaza today.
Okay, let's go out there to Ed. Oh, I couldn't do that. Morning show. Plus, you get up so damn early, and I would be just groggy. And I used to do jumping jacks in my hotel room, so I would be awake. And then you get in there because you had to be firing. You had to be coming in there, and you were like, you had 7 pots of coffee. And you're like, come on, let's go. And it'd be 2 hours, and you're just fired up. And I'd be like, oh, God, I could never do this. Yes, Todd.
So is that like bed by 8 up at 3?
Oh, yeah.
Makeup and meetings and
painful.
Pre-show?
Well, I don't think I was. I think I was up at 4, out the door at 4:30, in the makeup chair at 5, taping some stuff for the affiliates, and then it's go time. And I was on with Elizabeth Vargas. She was the co-host.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Elizabeth Vargas. And that's when Joan London was doing Good Morning America, but she was on vacation. So I missed out on
that. That'd have been intimidating.
Yes, it would have. I would have flirted, definitely. Ah, no. Absolutely. I would have been like, Dan, your turn. What? I'm sorry, what, Joan?
Don't sleep on Elizabeth Vargas, though.
No, no, she's very talented, very striking, if you like. Paulie, this day in sports history.
1950, Willie Mays graduated high school and signed the next morning with the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
1966, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament was broadcast in color for the first time. 1980, Roberto Duran won a 15-round decision over Sugar Ray Leonard. It was Sugar Ray's first loss as a pro. The Bulls beat the Suns, Suns fans, in Game 6, won the NBA title. That was their third straight, 1993. Sammy Sosa of the Cubs hit four home runs in two games.
Mm.
Wow. 16 home runs in the month of June.
Todd, cheater. Todd, what did you learn today?
It's a challenge trying to come up with a cool nickname for Victor Wembanyama, the S-Car GOAT from Paulie. Very worthy of consideration.
All right. Seat no
yeah,
comment.
The Victor nickname thing is going to take some time.
Yeah, I think so. Marvin?
Chris Haynes, MVG.
Most valuable
guest.
Oh, okay. Paulie?
French Onion Hoop.
What We Learned brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. Have a great day, everybody. For the entire ensemble, Fritzy, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.